you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me via phone today is Courtney Weaver. She is a recent graduate of Sacramento State University with a degree in communication studies. As a senior project, she directed the documentary Unsolved Hate. It chronicles the murder of HSU student David Josiah Lawson and other acts of violence and hatred in and around Arcata over the years. Courtney, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you're in Sacramento. A murder occurred here in Arcata in April of last year, and you got wind of it. How did you hear about this murder that kind of divided our community?
I got a text from a friend who actually goes to Humboldt State the weekend that he was murdered. And that's how I found out. And it was terrifying. It was scary. I was scared for my friend.
So from learning about the murder, what did it cause you to do? I mean, how did you come to decide to do this documentary?
I know when I first heard it, I didn't really fathom doing something like this. I just, the text that she sent me was one of those late night ones, and it was really long, and she expressed that, you know, she was scared. She felt a target was put on her back as well as every other student of color. And, you know, as time passed, I kept expecting to see something, you know, in Sacramento news. I kept expecting to see it just pop up anywhere, somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. And that just, like, ate at me. And I kept thinking about it. And every time I talked to someone about school or at school, I would mention that this murder happened. And I'd be like, it's crazy. Did you know? And I was just surprised and felt like more attention needed to be brought to this issue because it felt like it was just going to remain an isolated case if no one from outside of Humboldt covered it. It was my senior year, and I decided this is the only thing I've really been thinking about. It's the only thing I'm really passionate about right now, so why not make a film about it?
Okay, and you traveled to Arcata, California. How many times did you travel here in total to complete the film?
There was one day for just B-roll and trying to see if we could actually do this. And then we came up for a 3-day weekend, and then we came up 2 other times to stay for 2 days beyond that. So about a week total.
Okay. And full disclosure, you did interview me here as part of one of those times you visited. You visited me here in the KHSU studio. So I am actually in part of the documentary. I haven't seen the whole thing, but I've seen parts of it. Why don't you describe what was captured in this documentary?
I really wanted to get the voice of the students. Because, you know, it was my friend that alerted me about it. And it really just, you know, all the media coverage of it that I saw, it just really seemed like the voice of the students wasn't being heard or wasn't giving a platform. So in this, that's what I really tried to focus on, like how the students are reacting, how they're responding, and how they feel that no justice has happened. And we're almost a year later.
And the final product of this, when was it shown here?
Oh, it was shown February 22nd. It was presented by Eureka's chapter of the NAACP, and it was part of their film series for Black History Month.
And was there a Q&A or discussion after, and how was it received?
There was a discussion after, and I think it went about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
Whoa.
It started off a little slow. I think people were just soaking it all in, and maybe some were a little shocked at what they heard some of the students say, but eventually the conversation just, like, it just snowballed, and everyone really wanted to say something. And it was a lot of students saying that, like, yeah, this is what we've been telling you guys. We're frustrated. We don't feel heard, like, and I think some locals were realizing that, like, wow, getting together and just talking about this, like, it's really not immediately helping these students. Like, there needs to be action.
Right. So do you have any takeaway from this film? And I will actually harken back to yesterday, what happened next nationwide, where students left their classrooms in protest of violence that occurs in schools. Do you have a takeaway from that, from either of these instances?
I think both have shown that change is possible when we come together, because as I was finishing this film, like, part of it, I bring up that the McKinley statue in the middle of town is kind of like a dark shadow on the community, and then it got voted to be taken down. And I know right now it's kind of like on the fence. They're like doing a revote or something, but still enough people put pressure on the issue, and it got out there to where city council had to vote to take it down. And so I feel like when we do come together, change is possible, and hopefully this film will make more people aware and make them want to come together and hold officials accountable.
Yes. Well, Courtney, thank you for the film. How many people were in the group, the crew that put the film together?
My cinematographer, Kate, who was wonderful. There's a producer, Cody, and the narrator, who also did some of the sound balancing, Jameson. And lastly was the lovely gentleman who wrote the music for it, my good friend, Jesse. And that was it. It was a small crew.
Okay. And
I'm so sorry. No, I totally forgot one person. I had one of the days we came up, the original cinematographer couldn't make it. I had to find a last-minute replacement, and my friend Rachel came in and was a wonderful. She filmed a lot of the city hall meeting where his speech was played.
Okay. So we are out of time. You have given me permission to post this on our social media platforms and our website. Is there any other location where this film can be viewed?
It's on YouTube right now. If you look up Unsolved Hate Arcata, it should be one of the first ones that pops up.
Okay. And you did graduate. You completed this project. Would you like to share the outcome of the project with your professor?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to share the outcome or the grade you received from your professor on this project?
Well, the final version that got released was a little different. I had to turn in something shorter for school to get it done in time. But no, I got an A. He was impressed. He was very happy with it. And I let him know that I was reworking it, and he was happy to hear that. And I'm actually going to continue working on this until there is justice for Josiah, and the professor is going to help as well.
Well, Courtney, thank you for this documentary. Thank you for this work. And thank you for shining light on the murder and death of David Josiah Lawson on this, the 11th month anniversary of his death. Thank you for joining me.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. And I appreciate what you do on your show and all the information you get out and the conscious discussions you have.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.